Hello there, and welcome to a new episode of the Irish Genealogy Podcast, where I talk to you about all things Irish genealogy, modern baby homes, and more, from births to baptisms to dog licenses. And I'm not kidding about the last one. Share, subscribe, and enjoy. And let's get into today's episode. But before we do, this episode is both audio and a video one, so you can follow along with the visual aids that are part of this episode. But you don't have to. You can still listen to the episode and get the full content without looking at the visuals as well. Okay, we need to talk about Find a Grave. It has gotten to the point where it has been incredibly ridiculous and egregious the way that the site is currently being managed. But before I get into all that, if you aren't familiar with what Find a Grave is, Find a Grave is a site that was made in the late 1990s by a man named Jim Tipton that aimed to try and record the final disposition information of famous people and record their graves. Once time went on, more people signed up for the site and people were invited to create memorials. And share their own content on the site to make their own memorials for the purpose of recording final disposition info, not just for famous people, but for normal people like you and me. And Find a Grave has been both a blessing and a curse because it's been helpful for me being in Ireland to see the headstones of family of mine who were based in New York, New Jersey, England, all around the place. But it's also been a bit of a curse because it's garnered a bit of a reputation that makes what it does on the outside look a bit distasteful. But that's what we're going to look at today. As far as my kind of activism or just looking at Find a Grave has gone, I started looking at Find a Grave, probably, I want to say 2020, 2021. And in April of 2021 was the first time I'd ever seen a tweet talking about someone who tried to get their ancestor or relative's memorial on Find a Grave, but didn't get it because they wouldn't give it or something. Or it was a case of the relative had died rather suddenly, and as a result, before they could even touch Find a Grave to even make a memorial, someone else had done it already. And then in July later on, I came out with this, and it was Wait, Don't Make. And it was aimed to make people, specifically the people who choose to add memorials willy-nilly, of recently deceased people, to, stop and think. There is a chance that, people now, granted, this is kind of during the COVID pandemic where, stuff was going to be extremely poignant if a family experienced a loss. But regardless of whether it was during the pandemic, because of the pandemic, or just a loss in general, it still didn't necessarily mean that the person or the relatives of that person didn't want to upload the memorial themselves. And also, I don't think there's a need for something to go up that quickly anyway. In terms of my own contributions to Find a Grave, because I have done them before, I have contributed to Find a Grave before. I have just added shy of 300 memorials, and I manage a few more, which are my own family members. I've done four photos as a volunteer, and the one flowers for my grandmother who's buried in Kerry. And I've added almost 350 photos. So compared to others, my contributions would probably be seen as rather minor. But I stopped doing Find a Grave in July of 21 as well, not long after that previous tweet, because I don't know how to explain it, but I just felt a bit uneasy and a bit weird. Just kind of Recording this. I know some people will call me strange just for that, but my only reason was doing that. And then, I was thinking, oh, maybe one day I might get back into it again. That's a later on thing. So in terms of other stories I've heard from people, these are just some of them. The common theme that I kept seeing was so and so added my aunt, uncle, sibling, parent, whatever relationship it was, to find a grave very quickly after they died. So, like an hour or two, a day, 2 days, they were very prompt. And how they were doing that is because whenever the obituary went out, people would create find a grave memorials based off of that. And it just seemed a bit too soon, considering, first of all, the site is called Find a Grave. And granted, I know not everyone is going to have a grave. But if it says in the obituary that they are going to be buried, why not wait until the funeral has actually happened, and maybe even a little bit of time afterwards to give the family a bit of time to grieve? Because not everyone's first initial thought is going to be, oh, I must add Granny Mary to find a grave, just an hour after she died. That's never going to be the first thought someone has when someone's just died. I have been one to talk about this quite often. And one of the, oops, sorry, and one of the many things, or a couple of the things I've done, is I've been on a video with Jarrett Ross, the genealogger, the Bloodroot podcast with Cherie Daniels, and a guest on a panel discussion called "Dealing with Ethical Dilemmas in an Online World," hosted by Lynn Broderick and Jill Ball. Where I talked about find a grave for a few minutes. And I talked about that wait, don't make thing. And then, as I said, at this point, I wasn't quite sure if I was going to go back to photographing graves for find a grave. But I think any hope of me contributing to find a grave as a site went out the window when the Uvalde shooting happened in May of 2022. So granted, I stopped doing it in July of 21. So it was only almost 8 months or 10 months later, and I've said no, not doing it. Because this was a big bit of news over in Ireland, or at least in the circles that I have. It was big news, and I just felt uneasy. I was just working on something in the evening, and I just thought, oh God, like what if they've been added to find a grave? Because I'd obviously remembered the stories that I've had people tell me about their family members being added to find a grave so soon. And essentially, people had added the victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, very soon after. And we weren't quite sure how soon after. The maximum it could have been was 2 days, but it turns out it was one day because one of the replies I got was the image that you see just there. And then Judy Russell later included that in her blog post, Ancestry, This One's on You. And essentially, the app at the time had not been updated yet. So the redacted memorial view that had been on the web version had not gone into full effect on the app yet. So the app was kind of lagging behind the website. So while the policy of the recently deceased memorials had been introduced, it had not gone into full effect yet. And this is one of them. So essentially, what the people had done was they had lifted the image of the people from the news articles, a photo that didn't even belong to them as a start. And for this one, I had a bio that was mentioned in the tweet, but there were others that I think had part of like a news article integrated into it, also something that shouldn't necessarily be going in because of the copyright, but that's not my field to play with. And the thing that also got me about this was when. So the memorials for the Uvalde victims were taken down very soon after because Ian Findegrave thankfully realized that this was a little bit too poignant to include just right after, 24 hours after the shooting happened. And then I went back while doing research for this episode that the memorials had been obviously re-added at a later date. They've been added, I think, from between, they were added over a course of a week. I think it was between June 13th and 21st of 2022. But one of the memorials was created by one of the victims' mothers. And I thought, oh my God, she must have heard about this from some where and thought, I'm going to have to be the one that does this so that I'm the one in control of it. And I just genuinely cannot fathom how that would have to be something you'd consider after facing such a loss. And two of the other victims who had died, their memorials were created by cousins. So Fanny did create them eventually, but originally they weren't. And then, speaking of the recently deceased memorial policy that was brought in 2022, I think it was January 22, you had the Haight family shooting. Again, this is the only kind of example I had of this. But in January of 2023, there was a shooting in Utah of the Haight family. And I basically went looking into them and saw on one memorial that obviously they were going to be up there, but it said that a relative had created the memorial or had, I think it was they had taken over the memorial or something. And I thought, oh, that's great. And the family were all linked up. So I went looking at each one. And then it became pretty clear to me that whoever did this was using very nonsensical relationships to just get control of all of them. So as you can see in my tweet there, four of the five kids were listed as being aunts or uncles of the person that claimed the memorials, and the other child being listed as a grandparent, which is obviously not even physically possible. I think they were the youngest one or something, but it was regardless of whatever the relationship was, they were not going to happen. Like, it was impossible. But it goes to show that obviously not everyone will follow along with the policy that had been set in. And then we visit the Titan submersible, which was a whole, man, that was an episode. So I want you to make a note of the date that I tweeted this, which was June 21st, because that'll make sense in a minute. And at this time, obviously, you had five or six people that were on a submersible that were going to take a look at the wreckage or the remnants of the wreckage of the Titanic. And unfortunately, none of them survived. And even though when it was said that they lost contact, that it was very likely that they were already dead, the fact that it hadn't been confirmed yet is when two memorials had been added for two people who were on that submersible. And it just seems so insensitive to stick them up, even though they hadn't been confirmed, because obviously their family are going to be worrying about them. And the last thing they need is seeing these two memorials up for something that has not yet even been confirmed. A couple of days later on that tweet, as that was doing circles around the genealogy community and a little bit beyond, I had one. I can go the right direction. I'm sorry. I got this response saying that they emailed Findegrave support yesterday. So they sent this tweet June 23rd. So they sent it on the 22nd. And Findegrave issued a response to Carol and said that no memorials for the victims were established until after the press conference. And if you remember, the tweet that I posted went out on the 21st of June. So I thought, okay, maybe they're right and maybe I got my dates mixed up. And then I went looking, but before I did, I looked, I asked Carol to send me an image of the email, and this is what it said. So the main bit I wanted to highlight was they've said memorials for the individuals who passed away in the 2023 Titan submersible incident were established and added to our famous collection only after yesterday's press conference announcing that the passengers of the Titan were officially presumed to have passed away and that search and rescue efforts had ceased. So this again, I from what I gather, is was sent to Carol on the 23rd, so implying that the conference was yesterday or the day before on the 22nd. And then I found this from ABC where it says all lives believed to be lost, Ocean Gate. So all five aboard the missing submersible are believed to be lost amid a search of the vessel, Ocean Gate said. And you can see there it says June 22nd at 7:52 p.m. Now, I think that is Eastern time, so it would have been like 10 to 1 or something in Ireland. But you can still see that's June 22nd. So I was not wrong in saying these were premature because you can see no matter what time zone you put in, it's 21st of June that those two memorials had gone up. So they were already saying that, oh, no, there was no such thing that ever came onto our site, even though I had proof of two. So not a good response there. So then later on in more, well, later on from then, but in more recent times, the Baltimore Bridge disaster. There were four, or there were six, I think, believed to have died, and four names are here. And you can see this is obviously the redacted view, and you can see you got under burial, it says cremated, and then afterwards, specifically, just passed. And then I went on an old phone that I had a Find a Grave app on that had an old version of it on. And I looked up each one of the memorials and I could see that behind the scenes of what was that what would yet go online is the fact that there were bios and even photos of people added to the site. And when those 3 months are up, they will show up. And yeah, so all of that was added behind the scenes, and all of it came from some news article or something else. So it's again probably a copyright violation, but again, not my play field. Now, you may have noticed on the previous one, it said under burial, it just said cremated, specifically just passed. Now, when you go to add a memorial on Find a Grave, you've got the option to choose a cemetery, but if they are not buried in a cemetery, you got a drop-down menu of where to click what fits best. So like donated body to science, cremated, lost at sea, different options, or burial details unknown. But in this case, this person put cremated and the specifically just died bit was actually hand entered in. The volunteer that created it, one volunteer created those four, added the fact that, you know, they just died in this bit here. So it just, yeah, it's just further going like, yeah, I added that they just died, you know, just 4 hours after, or a couple matter of hours after the press release came out or something. But another option on that list was burial details unknown. Now, more often than not, there has been what I've seen when, you know, incidents, tragedies, or stuff like this happens where they don't actually know where the people are going to be buried. They will stick that in. And people have been saying that, you know, there needs to be a moratorium. And that's something I agree on. And I will talk about that at the end. But one thing that, you know, has been on the site for a while, which I didn't realize until I was doing research last night, and then somebody told me this has been on the site for a while, and which made it all the more ridiculous to me, was that there was a notice whenever you choose burial details unknown, that this notice pops up and it reads, Finagrade's purpose is to catalogue and make available final disposition information. If burial information is unknown for an individual, Find a Grave is probably not the right place for their information. In rare cases, creating a Find a Grave memorial for someone with no burial information may be warranted, but these should be uncommon. If it is too soon after someone's passing for burial information to be known, please wait to create the memorial. So that's already the wait, don't make aspect of it that I shared as part of that. And I didn't even know it existed. But the point being is, they'd put that on their site. And the people who willingly click OK and said, doesn't matter, I'm going to add it anyway, just goes to show that something needs to be done. And this is where I talk about what I think needs to be done. And I'd like to hear what you have to say as well. So you've got a if you Google me, you've got social media. So or my email's somewhere there as well. So if you have any thoughts, I'd like to hear them. And yeah. So in terms of what I think needs to be done, I think, well, first of all, find a grave. I've had two people, very close family members, and my friends who have had close family members have their family stuck up on your site, have not exactly taken to this very well, because none of them really kind of do genealogy. So I kind of helped them with it. And, you know, when I had to kind of turn around and say, there's a find a grave memorial for your family members, for one person, it was his parents, and for the other, it was her aunt, who she was very close with. And they just felt uncomfortable, and it caused one of them to be a bit upset, and rightfully so, because when we looked at the date of addition to the site, it was only about a day or two after. And the only reason they were able to create that is because in Ireland, we have a site called rip.ie, which is sort of like a site for obituaries of people who just recently died. Because this person's aunt was added to that site, someone literally scoured that site and went creating find a grave memorials willy-nilly just based off the information in it. And that, first of all, that's probably a copyright violation. Again, not my playing field. But the fact that the person also just lifted the image that the family had chosen, and they take that and put that on a find a grave memorial, something, one, they didn't even get to create, and two, I don't really know if they necessarily wanted it on there, probably not. But the point being, the fact that they do that, and I'm sure some think that they're doing a service, but honestly, for a lot of people, it's causing them pain. Because like I said, no one ever should have to think about adding someone to find a grave just to hope or just to avoid someone else doing it. Someone that they don't know, and you think, oh, well, they just died, that's another name added to the database. I want you to think of it like this, find a grave. Sure, your site is a database. I know, I have read the about. I know it's meant to have final disposition info. Okay, but not everything has to be added immediately, especially people who had just died an hour ago or whatever, and their memorial is already created. There is no need for them to be on that site so quick. And especially when, you know, you could have the family members that are well aware of the site and they want to add it, but someone who isn't even letting the family grieve and isn't even letting the person be buried. You may remember, obviously, the tweet that I showed earlier there. Someone's grandparent who died in 2017, the memorial was added 2 days before the burial. So this person hadn't even been laid to rest and they were already put on the website. And I've made it very clear every time I've spoken to a representative at Find a Grave, and the blanket responses I tend to have gotten were, oh, we tried to listen to a diverse range of opinions and things. I'm going to say it, but I think there's only a certain select few that you tend to listen to. And that's all you're deciding to do. Even with the Uvalde response that you gave out, that you encouraged blogger and genealogist Amy Johnson Crowe to share, that every memorial comes from a place of service and a place of love and caring, or something like that. Like, I don't think many people are going to be feeling love and caring whenever you have someone kind of go like, oh yay, another dead person I can add to the database, that you can just add another name to, and that's another stat. First of all, take away the stats, because if for a lot of for the people who willing just scour obituaries and just lift everything off and add them on, I guarantee it's probably a numbers game, guaranteed. And it's not a numbers game. I can understand. I did the bit. The two graveyards I did were was one out in rural Kerry, which you wouldn't really know unless you were a local or had someone buried there. So I did that to try and help. And I did that to try and help people. But honestly, with the way that you manage the situation in terms of the recently buried or the recently deceased people, I don't want to contribute to a site that cares so little about the actual people related to the people who are on that site. Because behind every face, every name, every date of death, place of death, date of birth, bio, whatever, there is a family who are trying to grieve the loss of the person who just left this world. And having this added to the site is not helping them. So find a grave. If you care about the users, and if you care about the diverse perspectives of users, if you care about the families who just lost their relative who's just been uploaded to the site as if they were nothing more than a name, look at your priorities.